much better, ran the ball much better. At times, defense did some really good things. But Tennessee was much better and more like a practice should be, developing the attitude, which was much more pleased and still number one.
So that message after the scrimmage got across to Tennessee?
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
It's going to get across. And I'm all, they're going to hear it. They're going to get brainwashed with it, I promise you.
Feeling better
once you
saw the tape of the scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what I thought. There's a lot of plays we made there. And what was bothering me, what I saw on the film, when both sides made plays, it wasn't because the other side was doing it right and the guy just made a good route or made a good tackle or made it. It was because there was mental mistakes or poor techniques and things that were just unacceptable. And, you know, you got to make those plays, but that's not good football either way. And so that's what we played much better football today on both sides.
Was it?
Did it help at all getting some of those guys back? I saw Nate was
down. I mean, a couple got out, a couple more got in. I mean, that's just the nature of it. I mean, and that's part of all. We gotta have everybody ready to play. You don't have injuries during the season.
Okay. Simply mental mistakes, or was it effort too that you didn't
Both.
See?
Both. I didn't like effort either. It was a lot. Yeah. They got the message.
Complacency at all, or do you think?
No, laziness. Just laziness. People do what you let them get away with, right? We're all human nature, you guys included. See, if I don't yell at y'all every now and then, y'all get too complacent. Too
every now and then?
Every now and then. He ain't seen nothing yet. He ain't even started yet. But, I mean, and you're either coaching it or you're letting it happen. And we're not going to coach it. We're not going to let it happen. And that's my fault. It happened. And I'm responsible for that. We're going to make sure it changes, and they did a much better job.
Seems like since this, you guys have reached the mountaintop, and it's always said it's harder to stay there than get there. It seems like you've had that attitude ever since it happened, that it's harder to stay there. Do they too?
I don't think they have a habit. It's harder to stay. You just got to motivate yourself. You got to remember, and you got to stay. You got to keep a chip on your shoulder. And you've never arrived. There's no such thing as arrived. If you think you arrived, you're going to fall. And whether you win a championship or not, staying at the mountaintop is about how you play and the culture you create within the organization. And we're not going to have a bad culture, a lazy culture, or a soft culture. Going to do things the right way.
So in that case, today was an important day for you?
A very important day. And the rest of these next 6 days will be very important for me. I want to say, and then also, we got to keep it. I think they can, that's why they call you coach. If it was all perfect, you wouldn't need it.
You can't decide to come back.
I can't hear you. They make too much noise. Kings make chance back to making too much noise. What?
Yeah, when Cam came back for this year, what do you feel like he needs to work on his last year?
Oh, I mean, just everything in general. I mean, just knowledge of the game, little things, little steps, learning keys on defense that sets up things, allows you to be more precise in your movements, again, gain strength, gain power, and more consistency. But, I mean, he has all the things. He's got to get better all that.
Bit of a business decision with him, too? He had a chance to improve his start.
I think so, yes. I think he did. I think it really was. And I think he made a smart one for that, too.
Before spring practice started, you talked about things Jameis had to improve on, and he specifically mentioned delivery and hips. Have you seen him make?
At times, not as much as I wanted to see. And I think part of it is the guys around him ain't playing as consistently. I mean, when those receivers are getting to your points, it allows you to play fast and let those things happen. But today was much better, and our receivers did a much better job at it. It was a small group up here.
How's he been dealing with the receivers? You mentioned Monday that they're not catching the ball. Has he been growing frustrated with them?
And he hasn't played up to his capability. He's missing throws, too. You know, it goes both ways. I mean, so, but that's part of it. You got to grind through it. Everything's not utopia.
What are you seeing from John Franklin so far this spring?
Been solid, learning what to do. It needs to be more consistent, but John's got talent, and he just got to keep progressing.
Yep. You have an update on Nick O'Leary? You see?
No, he's fine. He just skinned up.
Skinned up?
He just hit, wrecked the motorcycle again. And his skin got a swollen ankle. He can't practice, but he'll be fine.
Is he out for the rest of the spring?
Oh, yeah.
Frustrated that he hurt again on a motorcycle?
I could be frustrated. He needs to be frustrated. It's not important if I'm frustrated. What's important is if he's frustrated. But I learned his lesson.
At least he doesn't in off season. Right? I know it's not really an off season here in spring, but.
I ain't gonna answer that.
So it's the ankle that's keeping him out? What he
well, when he's skinned up, he's skinned from head to toe.
Jeez.
So, a little bit of
both. What was the actual?
I don't have no idea. He skinned up, got a bad ankle.
Is he wearing a helmet?
I don't know. Oh my God. I look like the cops.
Good for.
I have no idea. I don't mind. I'm glad he's okay. He's skinned up.
How is Hapley done?
Better. You see his leg coming back and trusting it. The big thing is the mental part of it. You know what I'm saying? Getting back to trusting it, sticking your foot. And each day he got better. He made a couple catches in the scrimmage and had a couple nice plays a day.
He said that he's talked about that. He's always been a pretty good blocker, but has he improved in the past?
He has. And he's going to continue to get better as he just plays more. He hasn't played in a year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How about Jeremy Kerr? How's he doing?
Okay, been physical, been very strong.
It helpful. It'd been nice to have those options at tight end. I mean, you didn't have that depth last year.
You have to have them. And hopefully get a couple more in this year. I mean, you got to have those big bodies. And tight ends are very important to us.
All right.
We're
good?
Thank you.
Thank you.